Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this beautiful, steamy, muggy, hot and humid Tuesday already. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller, Jeff Hathorn. He's here for Colony. The pre-show is brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything's good. Nice to be back. Great seeing you. And Maddie's back in town,
yes,
which is nice.
Neither one of us is the story. Colony being out, not the story. Hathorn being in, not the story. Home Run Derby, not the story. We've got a man who returned from his honey month for the most part. Been out for like a month. Producer Matt, you're married. This is now, you've been back since you've been married.
Correct.
But you were back for like a 3-4 days of shows after your marriage, but you haven't been back since the honeymoon.
Yes.
Tell us all about, first you went on a mission, right?
I did.
Then you went
to the honeymoon.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Now there was a joke in there that I backed up on. Anyway, so you go on the mission. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we do a volleyball and basketball camp there, and I helped out with the basketball camp. So there's 3 days of actual camp. In the first 2 days, we do drills in the morning, then we break for lunch, then we come back and play games in the afternoon. We split them up by age groups.
Enough. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, good job on the mission, helping people out. Good job. Attaway, attaboy. Did
Thanks.
You get a big attaboy, Americano?
Sure.
Okay. You raised some money, helped those kids out?
Yeah.
Did you get their addresses? You could write them postcards and stuff?
Did not do that.
All right, good job by you. The second portion of this whole deal is the honeymoon. Succinctly, if you will, Teen Wolf, tell us about this, Matt, producer Matt.
It was all-inclusive resort, great food, great buffet, right on the beach. At a private pool that we kind of went to. It was a public pool and then a private pool. We went to the private pool, and it was good. It was relaxing. It's a lot to do, but we didn't do a whole lot.
Josh, what do you make of all this?
He's a dad and doesn't know it yet. I can't wait to hear that news down the road. Not now, but I'm saying, so what was the best part of that? It was just you two.
You answered that.
I guess so. But, I mean, did you do anything on sidebar? Did you go parasailing? Did you do anything, go snorkeling, scuba diving?
Yeah, we went snorkeling.
Okay. Did you come across anything that you didn't want to?
Yeah.
No.
Did you see any sharks, any eels, any...
Nothing, no close calls where you put yourself between your loved one and a fish?
Stingray?
No.
No, no crazy thing. It was tropical fish. They were cool-looking fish.
Now, I went snorkeling when I was in Hawaii not long ago. And, you know, I thought it was really, really unbelievable. I kept going back to the same spot, though. Like, I didn't want to explore too much, but because it gets real deep real quick.
Yeah.
But, I kept finding that these fish would come to, like, this little reefish kind of area. And I'll tell you what, when you get under there and you see those, like, you don't have to have your whole head under. You could just do the old, like, Yinzer snorkeling where you stand and put your face down in the water, you know?
That's pretty much what I did.
But the bright colors are unbelievable. It's like a movie.
It's incredible.
Until you see shadows on the outskirts. That's scary to see.
And then that starts playing in your head. But no, when you look down, you know what it's like? It's like when you go to, they don't have these anymore. I mean, I guess they still have Best Buy. But when you go to like Silo or like a store like that and they had 9,000 televisions out. And it's like, that's what they're showing. It's like that tropical fish medley.
And they're all on at the same time?
Yes. Yes. And you have some over here, some over there. That's what it looks like when you go snorkeling like that. It's unbelievable. How was your flight experience now with America's airline travel up and down? People complaining seemingly every day. Did anybody beat you up or anything?
No, nothing crazy.
Okay.
People were pretty well tamed.
Did you see any fake service dogs?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Did you have a direct... We're just going to question you today. Did you have a direct flight to Dominicana?
No.
Okay. What about when you landed at the airport? Here's my thing always with going to the Dominican. How about my man's hustle who tries to grab your bags right when you get off?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know where that, like, he's taking that bag. Some guys are honest, I think. But, like, I'm not taking the risk that I want you carrying my bag somewhere, my man. Did that you run into that?
Yeah, when we were leaving, we got to Puerto Plata Airport. Uh-huh. There was a guy that said volunteer porter on his shirt. And he tried to grab our suitcases, and he was walking. He literally walked at 20 feet. And then he said, tip. Where's the tip? Like, I don't have a tip.
It's volunteer porter.
Yeah, volunteer porter, and he wanted a tip.
Volunteering to take your stuff back to his neighborhood right. is what was happening. You got to be quick. Like, there's some scammers, my man.
Yeah.
Did you smoke any dope?
Did not.
Okay.
How much weight did you lose? You have to have lost weight on this journey.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
My God.
Did you notice, did they have the guys with the, like, machine guns on the beach at night?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yep.
This happened to my wife and I. We went down. We're like, oh, let's watch the sunrise. I think it was like the second day we were there or whatever one time. So we go down. It was like the first time we were there, but the second day we were there. So we go down and I'm like, hey, I think there's a guy over there. They must be watching the sunrise, whatever. And my wife was like, yeah, he hasn't moved a lot though. And like, he's not with anybody. It's just kind of weird. I wonder, maybe he's just into the sunrise, whatever. The sun starts to come up little bit. And I noticed my man had this gun that was like a bazooka.
Like, they don't mess around.
No, they don't want anybody. And all he was doing was looking for people swimming there, I guess, from Haiti. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was, but like, I got a little tight.
He was that would do it.
He had a bazooka looking thing. So there was that. Nothing else. Josh, we don't have to. No inquisitors. I mean, we don't have anything more for this guy.
I don't think so. What's the next thing circled on your calendar? It's got to be a while.
Nine months.
You got to be, a 9-month run here.
You got
nine. Yeah, there's
months.
Nothing going on for a while now. We're settling in.
You having kids?
No.
You smoked dope down there. I know you did. Because now you're married, you feel like you can sow some oats. Did they have any of those guys? Did you catch any of those guys walking on the beach? Like, that's just in Jamaica, really. But
no, they were selling stuff on the beach.
Yeah, what were they selling? You didn't partake in any of it? Like
no,
colony?
It was
bar?
Like, yeah, handcrafted wooden things and like necklaces and dope. Towels, sunglasses, knockoffs.
Knockoffs? Yeah, you don't think they have real Ray-Bans in
Santa Domingo? Pretty sure they weren't real.
Oh, Fan Morning Show pre-show. Our guy Matt is back. What did you hear from feedback when you were gone about our show? Anything, or do you care?
I looked at some of the show notes. There was some things moving around, some moving parts I saw.
Meaning what?
But other than that, just that, you know, like yesterday, it was just Josh and Jeff, right?
Uh-huh.
All right on that.
Yeah.
So, and Jim's, of course, I come back and Jim's on vacation. So
on purpose.
There's always something going on, something changing. But other than that, no, not really. I saw you had Mark DeRosa on again.
He's outstanding. I wish we could have him on every day. Weekly segment with D-Row. He was way on that Kutch trade stuff and Cole and all that. I mean, he's great. Stop trying to derail us. Josh, why are you so convinced he's having a child?
I mean, again, you know, it's the first time you're introduced to something. It's tough to just walk yourself there. I think it was one of those free-for-all candy store type deal. So I mean, I don't know, we'll see in a couple months. I still feel pretty strong about this.
Is this in the cards? I mean, we're not saying that this is planned,
happened,
but can this
done.
Just do, the, is there a
the
possibility
barn.
Like this could all happen?
This is not planned. No.
Okay
see, it's not planned,
right? All right, continue, Josh,
because everything goes according to plan in life. It's all right, it's all good. I mean, you're saved. So I mean, we already have that in the book. So it's anything happens. I'm locking this in now. This is done. Congratulations.
And if you want to decorate the child's room, like I said, the pre-show is brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Perhaps you could get a nice floor in there, something. So there's that. But how are you, to Josh's point, how are you so sure it's not happening if he's so sure it could be happening? If you're really, like we studied this, if you're way into God, like you say you are, you're just taking your chance. There's not a whole lot of contraception happening, Matt. Oh, I hope your mom's listening. Oh, okay.
That's all he wanted to get out of you. That's it.
Did you smoke dope on this thing?
I did not. Okay.
How about Presidente?
I had some of that.
Okay. Very nice. What did you think? Did they have Presidente Light as well on draft?
No, it's just the regular Presidente. Not bad.
Let me ask you this. Do you had it on tap?
Yep.
Big mistake. If you think that like the what's the food, the part that regulates the food in America, FDA, like the Food and Drug Administration or whatever your health, local health department kind of thing is, they make you clean those tap lines here in America because they put the keg down in the basement or behind the bar or something. There's a line that could have. You really think it's as stringent in Dominicana as it is here? Why are you drinking? Yeah, draft beer.
I know. Oh, it was the only beer around. It was the Presidente on draft.
They didn't have bottles.
I didn't see any.
Oh, wow. See where I was. They always have. They had bottles. They had a refrigerator in a room they would stock every day with a case of Presidente. And they'd be just gone by 1 o'clock. I met some. Do you meet any English people? They're crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't meet them, but I've heard them when they talk.
Did you have a cigar?
I did not.
Really?
No. Yeah.
On the beach with a cigar?
Boy or girl, you think you're having?
That's a girl.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, producer Matt, we're
His
proud of you.
Fourth one will be a boy.
Yeah, that'll be in a year and a half. we're proud of you, Matt. We're so proud of you.
Welcome back. Congrats.
How did Lexi take to the festivities? She enjoyed the trip?
She did, yeah.
Okay.
Great time.
Did she say, wow, that was the trip of my life? Like anything like that? I mean, like, did you feel like you did it right?
Yeah, I think we did.
Nice!
Did
All
you feel
right.
nauseous today?
No.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You know we are the ones who recommended the Dominican to you, by the way. Like if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have gone there. You were thinking about going to Mexico, you were gonna go to Costa Rica or somewhere else. No, this worked for you.
That's true.
Now
seeds were planted here.
More ways than one. All right. Fan Morning Show, pre-show. We talked to Hathorn. He's in for Colony next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.